Over the past decade, more than 300 inmates have died in Washington and Oregon jails. That's according to a first-of-its-kind accounting by public media outlets in the Northwest. More than half of the inmates who died were awaiting trial. That means they had not been convicted of a crime they were arrested for. As part of our series, Booked and Buried, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on the prevalence of deaths among unconvicted inmates.
We're in the booking area of Washington's Cowlitz County Jail. Director Marin Fox shows a visitor a cramped holding cell.
They're intended to be used for holding to await booking.
But she explains they're often used for housing inmates because this jail doesn't have a lot of individual cells.
Housing, an overflow for medical mental health, people that can't go to population.
This 4.5 by 8 foot cell is not much wider than a broom closet. It has yellow cinder block walls and a metal bench. And that's it. It's in this cell, cell H6, that a young mother named Brittany Smith died a few days after Christmas in 2016. She'd been held in this tiny cell with no toilet or bed for 36 hours. Smith was the seventh Cowlitz County inmate to die in a six-year period.
And the sad thing is that many of these deaths, the person's never been convicted of anything.
This is attorney Dwayne Crandall. He's suing on behalf of four of the families whose relatives died at the jail. Crandall used to be a deputy prosecutor. His job then was to send people to jail. But the way he looks at it now, most of his clients shouldn't have been in jail at all.
These are people that are just in custody because they can't make bail.
In fact, two-thirds of the inmates who died in Washington and Oregon County jails over the last decade had not yet been convicted. That's according to a first-of-its-kind analysis of Northwest jail deaths by public media. Art Wallenstein is the former director of the King County Jail in Seattle and a nationally known jails expert. He says anyone can end up in jail, from a Friday night drunk driver to someone accused of murder. An awaiting trial in jail can worsen a person's medical condition or lead them to self-harm. He says if you want to reduce jail deaths, let more people out of jail while they await trial.
They can go to the hospital emergency room. They can turn on the television, do whatever they need to do to improve their state of mind.
In Washington, the law actually presumes a person will be released pending trial. But the reality is judges favor bail as something of an insurance policy that results in more people being locked up pre-trial. Marin Fox, who runs the Cowlitz Jail, won't discuss the deaths in her facility because of ongoing litigation. It's important to note two of those deaths didn't result in lawsuits. They were older inmates with pre-existing conditions. Fox says the people coming through her doors these days are sicker, more mentally ill, and more acutely drug addicted than when she started 20 years ago. She says the question is, who should be dealing with these challenging cases?
The blame and the focus is on the jails, and I'm not saying there's no responsibility in the jails, but I think there needs to be more blame and focus on the community and why these people are ending up in jail.
Brittany Smith ended up in jail in December of 2016 because she was high on drugs and her mom couldn't control her. The police were called. There was talk of taking her to the hospital, but then Smith retrieved a small amount of what appeared to be black tar heroin from a trash can and showed it to the officers. They arrested her. She died on her second night in jail.
For the last 2 years, I've kind of been in a fog.
Roxanne Smith is Brittany's mother. She says her daughter needed help, not a jail cell.
She should have been taken to the hospital right here, and if they didn't take her to the hospital, they should have monitored her.
Investigators ruled Brittany Smith's death an accident. She died on the floor of her cramped holding cell from a toxic reaction to methamphetamine and Prozac. She was 26. She left behind three children. I'm Austin Jenkins in Longview, Washington.
This story was part of an ongoing series, Booked and Buried. OPB, KUOW, and the Northwest News Network contributed reporting to this project. For more information on Northwest jail deaths, visit nwpb.org.